The word brand comes from Old English meaning burning and came to mean the verb mark with hot iron in Middle English. By the mid-17th century, that came to denote ownership by branding. Imagine cattle ranchers used branding irons to indicate which animals were theirs. Then as the cattle moved across the plains, it was easy to determine which ranches they were from because each head of cattle was branded differently. Technically, the oldest non-cattle brand logo I can find is Twinings Tea, which was created in 1787. But it was with the rise of packaged goods in the 19th century that producers put their mark on a widening array of products, cough drops, flour, sugar, beer, to indicate their source. In the late 1880s, for example, as the Coca-Cola company was getting started, there were many drinks producers in every market. And before Coca-Cola could get a customer to reach for their Coke, it needed to be sure the customer could distinguish it from all the other fizzy caramel-coloured beverages out there. So in the first sense of the word then, a brand is simply the non-generic name for a product that tells us the source. In earlier times, we referred to these non-generic names as brand names. The problem is, the shorthand suggests there's no difference between a brand name and a brand, but in contemporary marketing, there is. Beginning in the later part of the 20th century, marketers began to grasp there was more to the perception of distinctive products and services than just their names. Something David Ogilvy described as the intangible sum of a product's attributes. Marketers realised that they could create a specific perception in customers' minds concerning the qualities and attributes of each non-generic product or service. And they took to calling this perception the brand. Put simply, your brand is what your user or customer thinks of when they hear your brand name, both factual and emotional. Your brand name exists objectively, people can see it, it's fixed. But your brand exists only in someone's mind. You might also think of this as Kurt Kofke's Gestalt theory. The whole is other than the sum of its parts. All this means is that brand is not only who you are and what you do, but also the way others perceive you.